Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This was just one of those funny, it's a quickie, but I thought, oh, this is cute. This is, on one hand, you'd go, oh my God, my kid is so stupid.
Oh no.
But in reality, you probably have to go, wow, I did not prepare that child for the real world. Is it me? And kind of, yeah, sort of.
Okay.
Kind of, sort of, yeah, you. So here is one of them. So this is the dumbest questions college kids text their parents. My son asked me if Italian was a language. When I said yes, his reply was, wow, I thought it was just an accent.
Huh.
College kid. Oh, grown up.
Right. We speak the English.
Out in the world.
But we like to add an extra syllable on there.
I thought it was
spicy meatball.
An accent. That Sarah's performing there for you now.
I'm so awesome at the Italian accent.
This one says, my daughter kept referring via text to her copay as a cover charge.
Oh.
She's in those party years.
Yeah, I got to pay a cover. I got to pay the cover charges.
Well, that's, you know what? You are in party mode in college, and cover charges are part of...
Copay, cover charge. I only got the first two.
That's not actually that bad.
Sure. All right.
This is... two students got in a car accident and exchanged health insurance info.
They did. That's a good start.
Not Geico.
No, not auto insurance, but their health.
Here, Blue Shield.
We better look at our.
Yeah. Oh, you got Blue Shield too? Okay.
Oh, great. We're covered.
Group
then.
Number. What It'll a group number are
I
you?
I have Kaiser.
Oh, Kaiser. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, all right. Well.
Here's my Kaiser card.
Yeah. Oh, God. We're such dummies. Okay,
anyway, this is just, it's just cute. I just thought, oh, you have a couple college kids out there in the world. Well, actually, the other one's done, huh?
No, he's applying to he's got a whole thing going on.
Oh, he's going for his master's?
Oh.
Wait, which one's doing what?
The one is done.
Uh-huh.
The older one. And the younger one who moved to New York he's trying to get into NYU. Yes.
Really?
They have an incredible music program there.
Oh, that's what he's going to go do.
An incredible music program. But it's full-on, real, four-year college, like... with all the other requirements,
so he has to
besides.
Do the other stuff too.
But he's determined. I've never seen him so focused on something.
Really?
Yes, he's like preparing his audition pieces, and he's the writing that he's having. Because you have to, you know how you have to write a million essays, and there's all these hoops you got to jump through. And I'm like, listen, I'll support you, but this is all gonna be you. And he's doing it. I'm like,
good for him.
His daughter totally flabbergasted.
Way to go, yeah, right?
I know. Well. It's a long road. It's a long road. He's got to get it all done by early January. So,
yeah, those other things you've got to take are for real.
Yeah.
So there you are in electives
English
you don't want to learn
and
about.
Accounting.
And math, right? Math is, that was the one for me. I just was like, oh, how am I ever going to?
You know what, though? We'll do everything we can to support him. If he needs some tutoring or whatever he's got. I mean, God, if he can get in there, that'd be... it'd be huge for him.
Anyway, yeah, it'd be huge for me.
It would be huge for you, Vinny. That's true. You've always believed in Yah, right? You're early adopter.
Yeah.
Longtime supporter.
My college freshman wrote home and asked me if Pink Panther was a lion.
Huh.
Anyway, my daughter thought the Brita pitcher refilled itself with the humidity in the refrigerator. My daughter asked me how I make pancakes round.
Oh, boy.
It's just a list of things.
Just so many questions.
So many,
you know. I thought it was going to be, how do you work this laundry machine?
When you do everything for your kid their whole life,
yeah,
they grow up without the ability to even understand how stuff gets done.
You know, my son who lives in New York, he's got these three roommates.
Yeah.
And they're pigs.
Oh.
And he is...
learning the hard way.
Yeah. he's the only one in there cleaning. He's like, I'm used to going in a bathroom where there isn't like a chocolate circle. It's I want a clean bathroom. Yeah. Yeah. It's super gross. And I was like, well, I'm going to go show you what to buy.
You're finding out, though, just how good you had it by going out into the real world.
Well, I think that when you grow up in a house that's pretty spick and span, like John keeps a clean house. He can't take it, man. I wouldn't even notice. I grew up in a super slobby house.
Oh.
Yeah. And
sorry, Ellie, it's your birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mom.
She takes you down a notch on your own birthday.
Well, listen, because if there were any chores done, they were done by the children. We did the chores, dusting the living room and cleaning the bathrooms and stuff, which is fair, right? You're old enough to do some chores. And but Sean grew up in a house where the bathroom was always clean.
Yeah. You know?
And he's like, what is going on in there? And he have two cups. We have four forks. Like, they're always dirty. You have to wash dishes before you can eat anything. I'm like, just always. He goes, it doesn't matter if I do it or not.
No, there's a battle going on there that you have to get okay with because you can't always be on your roommate or friend's behinds.
Right.
They will just go, you suck.
Yeah.
No.
Quit being my mom.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. And I also don't like you anymore.
He goes, can I buy some cups? I'm like, cups? What do you mean? He goes, well, we only have two cups. So I'm like, there's four of you.
Yeah,
you can buy some cups.
The more cups you buy, the more dirty cups there will be, though.
But at least there'll be some.
You say. Okay.
Yeah. Well, if two people are having a glass of water, then the other two people are just like, I guess the faucet?
Okay. You're right in that scenario. You're right. Normally, roommates aren't eating together or drinking together. But what I found by going that route was the more things you buy, the more things that will pile up in the sink.
Yes.
That is a downside. But anyway.
I guess if you do have two cups, three plates, and four forks, they get washed pretty regularly because somebody's got to eat off
those.
That's
really actually what they're doing is the best way to do it.
Oh, Jesus, Vinny.
Piles of stuff is just piles of stuff.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.